SCOTUS Justice Jackson worries Mexico's gun lawsuit tempts judiciary to counter will of Congress. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 4, 2025. During Tuesday's oral arguments in Smith & Wesson's attempt to have Mexico's $10 billion lawsuit dismissed, SCOTUS Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson suggested Mexico's gun lawsuit seeks courts to do that which Congress does not want. In a transcript of the oral arguments, posted at SCOTUS website, Justice Jackson expressed her concern that the absence of certain specifics in Mexico's lawsuit actually bolsters, rather than undercuts, Congress's goal of protecting the gun industry via the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, PLCA. Jackson alluded to PLCA during an exchange with Mexico's attorney Catherine Stetson, saying, "Ms. Stetson, I guess what I'm concerned about, you talked in response to Justice Kavanaugh about what PLCA was about, what it was getting at, and I really thought, as the statute itself says, that it partially, at least, is about Congress protecting its own prerogative to be the one to regulate this industry, that there were concerns and the statute itself says that, you know, we're worried that tort suits are an attempt to use the judicial branch to circumvent the legislative branch of government." She added, "I worry that without that clarity in a complaint like yours, where we don't really see exactly how the manufacturers are violating a particular state or federal law, that we're running up against the very concerns that motivated this statute to begin with." After a bit of back and forth, Jackson noted, "I mean, if you look at your lawsuit and what you're asking for changes to the firearm industry, safety practices, you say, not, you know, putting these kinds of constraints is a thing that should be, give rise to liability, the distribution practices, the marketing, all of the things that you ask for in this lawsuit would amount to different kinds of regulatory constraints that I'm thinking Congress didn't want the courts to be the ones to impose." Breitbart News noted that Smith & Wesson's attorney, Noel Francisco, told SCOTUS justices that Mexico's claims against the gun maker are akin to holding beer makers liable for car accidents resulting from underage drinking. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, a Pulsar Night Vision Pro staffer, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly, @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.